of the regular April 10th, 2023 Town Council meeting at 6:11. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
And member Randy Mobley and Matt Zarnicki are both absent. Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
And Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Okay, before we have prayer, let's once we stand here and have the pledge of allegiance, Paul Rose is going to lead us in prayer, but I'd just like to take a moment of silence for some of the folks that, you know, I know there's a couple people in our town that had a couple of their family members that were involved in the shooting accident today. So I'd just like to take a moment of silence to think about those family and those members. Thank you.
Father God, we thank you for this beautiful weekend you gave us, a weekend we commemorate the gift of salvation that your Son provided for us. Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace in doing that for us. But Father, our hearts are heavy, and the evil that happened today in our neighboring community of Louisville. Father, we pray for the families, for those injured, for those that lost their lives. We pray for the police that responded. We pray for the government in that town, Father. It is a terribly hard thing that they're dealing with, the loss of life by such a heinous act. Father, we pray that you would just bring goodness to this world, eradicate evil, get rid of Satan. Father, we pray that you will bless this community in particular. Father, we pray for our leaders. We pray for our police. We pray for all our citizens, Father, that your grace will be upon us, that we'll have the hood of protection from your graces on us. Father, we thank you for the blessings you've always given us in the past and will continue to give us, Father. We thank you for your good. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented. Mm-hmm. Motion by Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes approved by, submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Motion by Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of allowance claims. Submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted upon the website.
So moved.
Motion by Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Second here. Comments for public on agenda items. Okay, ordinances and resolutions, we have none for this evening. Any unfinished business? I don't believe so. So we have three new business items. First item is discussion of large item pickup service fees. Charlie?
Just review, we had a workshop prior to the meeting here. I'm going to go back with the comments and discussion and bring back an update to listen to the consideration.
Okay, all right. Anybody else have anything to add? All right. Next is our 2023 recommended parks pricing approval. Charlie?
He's out of the room too.
Okay.
I think we're still stuck right here.
shooting, they had two more already after that. We got Joe's Community College, Fire Attack, Federal. They were crazy people.
So what you have before you was approved by the Parks Board the other night for the pool rate for 2023. For your consideration, I guess, approval.
This comes from a favorable recommendation from the Parks Board?
Unanimous, yes.
Okay. Very well done.
Is pretty much compatible with other pools around the area?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, I think, like I said, we're probably still the cheapest in the business. So, I mean, like I said, it's an enjoyable place. Done a lot of exciting things at the pool. And so I hope everyone enjoys their time at the facility. So the only other thing I guess I would ask, just because we're talking about the pool, you're doing the Friday thing for us. Okay, all right. Well, usually, like I said, I think on Friday, before Memorial Day, they have a pools open where you get a discount.
We'll do that on Saturday.
Do it on Saturday, okay. All right, so the Saturday this time this year, for the discounted pool pass, yearly pool pass rate. So other than that, I'm all good, so I ask for a motion for approval. A motion by Scott, second.
Second
by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Get that? Okay, all right. Our next new business is redevelopment ban payment from Sedit, Nick Lawrence from Wheatley Group. He's here to discuss what redevelopment has come up with. So.
Lawrence, how are you?
Good, great. Councilman, how are you?
Fantastic.
Excellent. Thanks, Councilman Amos, for having me here today. As you all know, Wheatley Group works on behalf of and with the Redevelopment Commission for Sellersburg. To make a long story short, we have two existing debt obligations that the Redevelopment Commission does, one related to the construction of the Camp Run extension. And then one prior to that, it was a bond anticipation note that was issued in 2013 and then reissued in 2018. The bond anticipation note was utilized to pay for the signal and intersection improvements at 311 and Camp Run. A bond anticipation note is an interest-only obligation for a large principal payment at the end that typically is converted into longer-term debt. Typically rolled into a larger bond, so something of that nature. But one of the things that the Redevelopment Commission has been doing is its revenues have been increased, and thankfully, through the budget process, we've been given an appropriation to receive dollars to utilize for operation expenses. The idea was for us to grow our the revenue that we had in our fund to the point that we would be able to pay cash to take out this debt obligation when it became due. The obligation is due and matures May 1 of 2023, so we're at the point where we do need to pay for it. We do not currently have the cash on hand through TIF and the fund to fully pay the ban off. We're $660,000 with cash on hand right now, and the ban obligation is about $826,000. What we would be seeking is a commitment from the council through CEDIT in the amount of $200,000 to assist the Redevelopment Commission to pay off this ban, clear the debt obligation off our books, give ourselves greater bonding capacity as our revenue grows, with the intent that we would then pay the transfer back to get it from our TIF revenue to our first settlement in June. We're expecting about $960,000 in redevelopment revenue this year. Split that between the two distributions that we get in June and then again in December. So we should be in good position in June when we receive that disbursement to pay that money back to the council and then have enough money to get us through the rest of this year and then our second distribution comes with a lot more cash on hand. So that's what we're seeking this evening, is action by the council tonight to authorize that.
Okay, so I guess in the perfect world, put a loan use money for $200,000 for about 90 days approximately, and it'll be back in our regular account, and like I said, redevelopment will keep on moving right on along, and everything will continue to keep on growing. Like I said, I think it's been very obvious that this whole council has been very supportive of the redevelopment and what they've done and what we've accomplished as a whole. We knew that probably there could be some situations like this, I think that was discussed back in 2018, when everything kind of took place, and I think everything is done, it's cool, ran its course.
Yeah, I think in 2020, when we were securing the support for the band, we had discussed the idea of being about 225, 250 short, even though we were doing our best to move all of our operating expenses to edit and save the TIF cash. Projects increase in cost, we paid for a lot of engineers who were trying to get out of cash. We're just a little bit short for this payment, and then we will have that revenue right now.
And all due respect, I mean, let's keep in mind, I mean, we've helped out some businesses, local businesses, side grant opportunities as well, some of them probably didn't anticipate what we were going to do as well, so I think this is a great opportunity to show our support once again in giving this, this small, short-term loan $200,000. So.
Absolutely.
And we do have an option where we could refinance it. That would occur, how much money? $20,000 or something?
We have at least that initial cost.
For 2 months or whatever. It just seems ridiculous.
Absolutely.
We can save $20,000, but then it's
I think this is.
And the commission's paying off debt and expanding bond capacity for the next project.
Sure.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay. All right. Motion to approve the funding of the $200,000. I do remember the conversation from 2020 that we had about that, so I was expecting that to appear at some point. So I'll make that motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Scott, I got a second by Terry. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same side nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, let's see, general comments from the public. I have a Mr. Jason Hartsall, 441 Jordan Lawley Street. Here to discuss some general concerns of fees and paid. So, Mr. Hartsall, if you just, once again, just state your name, just so it's for the record.
Jason Hartsall, I do reside in District 2, so I'm here for Mr. Mobley's behalf in a sense. He asked a lot of questions, and I have a question about tolls. Obviously, we paid $1,866 in Riverling fees last year. We've already paid $300 almost this year, that's noted. I'm curious to see if 1A, we have a Riverlink transponder account set up, because they come under Riverlink, and they also come under tolls as the budget. So are we paying tolls? Are we paying a discounted toll rate? Because some of the numbers that I looked at are the full price that they can get for paying by the mill. So that are one thing I have to ask about.
So the question is regarding tolls, I'm assuming for town of Sellersburg vehicles?
Yes, sir.
Or just tolls in general?
It's for the town of Sellersburg vehicles. It's under the town council. It's under the wastewater. It's I'm not asking the department, actually.
Good. We have a Riverlink transponder for town vehicles that cross the, I guess, the east end and Lincoln Bridge, or what should be out there.
What kind of vehicle is on the
Riverlink? Not every vehicle is, most are. There is a policy where they're not to use cross the bridge with tolls without. Anyone who uses cross the bridge without a transponder to use 2nd Street Sherman on that. We have gone 9 months back and forth with Riverlink trying to get our transponder account set up and unified within the multiple departments that we have, which has been a little bit of a challenge with Riverlink. Yes. So, answer your question. Yes, we do have transponders.
Okay.
And yes, we did cross the bridge.
So we had urgent business that we can't get convenience, just to go just a couple extra minutes down the road to save that amount of money for the town? Because I mean, I can understand certain instances, you know, say a natural disaster, you know, weather event or something like that, but it's a lot of different trips, and that's not just single axle for, you know, two axle vehicles. Clearly, it's with the other thing, so, like, that's a lot of money that we could save to put back in your own.
Well, I think driving a dispersion downtown is not where we're going across the bridge. You guys probably work the toll rate to pay the toll rate instead of deterring around, depending on where we're going, depending on labs and some of our suppliers over there.
That's all I got, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, any other, anybody else to talk about rental items?
Do you have any?
Okay, all right, staff report, Sean?
I'll keep it relatively short tonight. Easter egg hunt was a success, you can see it on the town's social media accounts. I think that's catching some traction as far as engagement within the community. Easter bunny's a little tricky this year, but everybody did find their eggs and was here to claim the prize before 10 a.m. on Saturday. Next event will be April 29th. That is Shakespeare in the Park, Midsummer's Night Dream. Information's on our website. Also mark your calendars for the annual Memorial Day ceremony at Wilkerson Park at 11 a.m.
What was that again, please?
Memorial Day, Monday the 29th, May 29th, at 11 a.m. at Wilkerson Park. And as you all approve the rates, opening weekend for the pool is Memorial Day weekend. I think we're opening on Saturday. Doing a free swim on Saturday with discounted passes for the season that day, like they did last year for that. Had a meeting with Celebrate's representatives here last week. You all had an email and notice that we will post a workshop prior to the next meeting to have a conversation with Celebrate's partnerships with the town, involvement together, et cetera, moving forward.
All right, Memorial Day, let's go to that real quick. Can we figure out a way to get some kind of a support, maybe this thing a little bit better as far as this sound system or speaker system? I mean, can we maybe look at maybe either rent a piece of equipment or something where we could be heard a little bit more? It seemed like last year I heard a lot of discouragement. I mean, we had a great crowd. I mean, that's probably the biggest crowd I ever had.
I can provide sound.
Being able, some kind of, I think maybe we can deal with Mark Dean as well, maybe.
I can provide one.
Okay.
Say, typically the Legion provides the sound system on that.
Yeah, but I think with
that, I think with the JSC, what they have.
Yeah.
Tara, I know you've got some stuff that you do, so donating that would be great.
Say, we just need some other sound, you know, up towards the road and up towards the park.
Do we have a mic stand?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's the only thing I don't have is a mic stand.
They have, the Legion has one.
I've got that.
Yeah, thank you very much, appreciate it. So you got food trucks or anything coming to the Shakespeare thing or any type of?
No, typically for Shakespeare and Spark, because it's an open air event. You start getting a bunch of trucks running generators and stuff around there, it drowns out the performer. It's typically open for that event.
That's all I have.
I know we had some conversation about some stop signs, traffic control, and the covered bridge. Is that coming for the next meeting? Is the chief going to approve those?
We met with them. They were going to take it back to their respective HOAs and come back with the ask. And I'm not, they heard the official ask. I didn't get a text message or anything. We were going to put them up. I never heard the middle part about, did you have a conversation with your HOAs? I have a map ready. I have not shared it with people. Again, I was kind of waiting for feedback from the HOA, but if you all move forward with that, we can.
All right, well, I think we should have the conversation. At the end of the day, the town controls what we believe is best to control traffic or regulate traffic and speed. So it would be good to have conversations with neighborhoods, but if we're ready to move forward to begin to address traffic issues in that neighborhood, whatever neighborhood, I think that lies in the rest of the town. So I understood that they were paying for their decorative posts.
Correct.
They use different posts, and that you supply the standard regulation stop sign, and that we would install the post and sign at its designated location.
Correct.
Correct, okay. So we're just looking to see, are we ready to go ahead and do whatever locates and bring it before the council for a resolution to have the chief approve the placing of that sign, correct?
Yes.
Minus having any conversations.
Correct. I think the conversation was more of a FYI to the residents in there saying, hey, we're doing this, it's coming.
Okay. That's all the question I have.
Yeah, we can have that for the next one.
I think we had, from that survey thing we had done, I think I thought it was two spots in Hillendale, right? We had Nevada and Alabama and something other way, right?
Nevada and Alabama, may have been one on Jordan, yeah.
Okay, all right. Terry, I think, did you have one in your area?
Lakeside.
That one goes also.
All right. Do you have anything? All right, good. Chief?
Speaking, we was talking about speed, electronic, the smaller electronic speed signs that I ordered last year have arrived. You should be starting to see some of those in different locations, but it's the smaller electronic versions of the speed signs that we discussed in prior meetings. But I did receive those, and they are in the works of being put out in different locations.
Yes. First of all, I really appreciate you being able to help us support that, so thanks.
That's no problem.
The initial run will be, there'll be one on the backside of Greenbrier, one on Alabama, one on Linwood, going into Crescent, but we have to put speed limit sign up with that. One in Lakeside, and one down here on Walnut Street, kind of before three. That'll be the initial placement. Like I said, we can relocate them.
It's about 20 minutes to set up at a location.
Yeah. So we have the charging down there. There's a time that you got to charge them before you send them out and everything. So we relocate all the ones that didn't have signs. We're massaging placement of other speed limit signs. A lot of times they've been put up over the years, and maybe they're not in the best location anymore. But with the signs telling you what the speed is, we also think it's important that you know what the speed should be. So we're massaging these things where not only will you have the radar sign, but you will also have a speed limit sign with it. So we're moving some stuff around. So it's not just us going out hanging these things. We're trying to prep the approaches to them as well.
That's all I had, sir.
Thank you. Also, I just want to thank you. We had a great thing of the town party for a long time, had class, and appreciate all that as well. So,
she's been in the office every day since then.
So,
yeah, so.
I told her she was crazy.
She's come in the office every day since she's retired.
Yeah.
So.
It's like. Because I have.
So. I think she should stay and get paid at least for it.
So, good. Lori, you speaking to us tonight? Lori White's going to talk to us about some things about what we have going on with JTL. Once again, with JTL also being here, and I know Mike Harris is here as well. We appreciate their kind donation to help with our fireworks program for the American Legion for the 4th of July. Something I know we'll have to worry about Randy asking about, and I just thank God Randy's not here to talk about it tonight. So I know he's watching, so I just wanted to throw that in there. But we do appreciate the fine folks at JTL and their nice contribution to our fireworks for the people in our town. Thank you.
There will be fireworks.
Yeah.
No, that's the concern. There we
go.
Ohio Avenue, the line is being placed in the service tomorrow. It did cancel last week due to the weather that was rolling in. So that has been coordinated and scheduled with Bill. And he knows when that's happening. That's tomorrow. As far as the connection to Indian American, we are working with the contractor to figure out how we're going to finish that. Mike's been brought in to tag in on some of that. Butler Road, I have a conceptual design to review with the town manager. There is a possibility that we may not have to do a low-pressure system. We might be able to get away with gravity, which is always preferable, so we'll see what happens there. As far as the treatment plant goes, again, everything is progressing well. I would say of note, there are, there have been, you know, additional valves and piping for the rest of the headworks, given, you know, the rags and debris, things like that that we've talked about, that's, you know, happened. And then all of the major yard piping has been completed. So that's another big step. So that's good. All good things. As far as your road projects of the State Route 60, the state portion, the construction is ongoing there. And I think I spoke with Mr. McVoy after the last meeting where EMB paving is supposed to be patching those holes as they are occurring. And if that is continuing issues, then we need to just be letting them know. So if you continue to let us know, we can keep letting them know. But that is, they are supposed to be preparing those regularly and maintaining that. And then we are on call as needed for that. Camp Run, the final surface asphalt has been installed, and so striping and signage are all that is left there. And for CCMG, we are just waiting on funding from MDOT so that we can issue the notice to proceed there.
Do you have any idea on the stripe? I was asking about the Friday night.
I think when we talked about it this morning, I think they're hoping in the next couple weeks. The Camp Run striping.
It was done today.
They started it today, but I think they're hoping everything is going to be finished between striping and signage, right, in the next couple weeks.
They had to reorder some sign poles. They got the wrong height sign poles. I had some conversation with them on Friday about that. Then they started the striping, and I asked the contractor to go on up and finish Camp Run up to the stoplight, not to stop on the paving as well.
Jake, you have anything this evening?
No, sir.
Mr. Lloyd, you want to go first?
Sure, absolutely.
All right.
It's rare I get to go first.
Obviously, the weather's changing, and kids will be out and about playing, and please mind your speed and subdivisions, and be on the lookout for youngsters. Sometimes they don't make the proper decisions when it comes to their money habits, but it's our responsibility to drive as responsible adults. I appreciate all your prayer this morning. I received a phone call this morning at 8:30 that no chief wants to receive. It's a shame that we have to experience these type of things so close to our community. It was difficult for me this morning. And to watch a young man, 26 years old, fight for his life because of people, mental health issues, potentially, or whatever was going on to cause such a major disruption and harm in so many people's lives. I couldn't fathom something like that happening in this community. But people need to understand that we're less than 6 miles from the Ohio River. We're less than 6 miles from a whole different world, neighborhood of violence and crime that occurs on a daily basis. So when I thank the police department, the men and women in our community for all they do, I will never apologize for that profession. My profession has been good to me for 16 years. But to see a young man 2 weeks out of the academy go go through what he did to save other people's lives. Without any hesitation, it should be, when we talk about children and heroes, we should look at who our heroes really are, whether it's firemen, EMS, doctors, government leaders. We all need to set a better example at times of what we're showing the next generation. But I do have some concerns for that next generation of what they're going to face, just like our parents did with us when we were growing up. So that was difficult this morning, and it's too close to home for me. And again, the men and women of our police department do a fantastic job, and I appreciate everything they do in a time when it's very hard to hire police officers today, whether it be pay, job description, location. It's very, very difficult to bring someone into the profession and train them and have them ready to answer calls like I'm sure they never would have imagined that they would have had to deal with that type of situation. So again, I appreciate you acknowledging that in your prayer this morning, this afternoon. And I pray for all those families that are affected. As you mentioned, jury. Other than that, I don't have anything else. I thank all the men and women that go out to work every day for this community and our police officers. And like I said, I will never have to get those type of calls again, but it's unfortunate. So I do put them in my, we say thoughts and prayers a lot, but I do put them in my thoughts and prayers tonight and every night. So that's all I have. Thank
you. Well, this is, yeah.
I just want to reach out. The April 29th Shakespeare in the Park, we had a real good turnout last year. I'd like to see that double. I believe we had about 100 people last year, and just numerous people that drove by in their cars and just kind of watched to see what was going on. And that hurt bring a little culture to downtown, that hurts really. The Memorial Day celebration is going to mean a little bit extra to me this year. I was contacted by a lady in Vidalia, Georgia, who was working with Fort Knox to identify my uncle's remains, who was killed in France in World War II. And my understanding was a mass grave, and they're going to get some DNA, and they're trying to identify him and bring his remains home, and he'll be buried with his family right here in the Sellersburg Cemetery. So. Memorial Day means a little bit extra to me this year.
Absolutely.
That's all I mean.
Okay. All right. Well, from my end of it, like I said, I do thank all our employees each and every day, the hard work. I know sometimes things may get a little bit more aggravating and frustrating at times. This is a great town to work for. There's great benefits, good pay, great opportunity to move up the ladder. So to say, and like I said, I appreciate all the hard work and desires that that our town employees have put efforts forward. As far as our police department, every single day I see them out on the streets protecting our roads and protecting what most communities probably don't get to see on a day-to-day basis. Like Scott said, we are very grateful and very thankful. To be on this side of the river, unfortunately. And not that there's not crime and there's not evil in many ways, but for some reason or another, we are very grateful on this side of the sunny side, as they used to call it back when I was growing up as a kid. So I'm looking forward to the pool opening up. I've got a lot of folks that ask about the pool and if we're going to raise our rates or anything like that. And looks like everything is going to be pretty comparable, from last year, even though we probably do see some rate increases and price increases on material and different things. I think we try our best to provide a nice, clean facility and a safe place for everyone to share some fun time in the water. So also, I know that, like I said, the days are starting to get longer and longer, so please be aware of the kids out on the streets playing in the streets. A lot of them don't, the neighborhoods are very tight. One of our goals is to have some community playgrounds in some of these neighborhoods. We kind of waited on some grant opportunities that we looked into and was looking at. And it just seemed like the expense of everything continues to keep going higher and higher and higher. But we haven't forgot about some of the neighboring areas to where we're trying to bring in some activities and some things for them to be able to enjoy and play on. So please keep that in mind. Again, like Cherry said, Shakespeare in the Park is something that I think was an exciting thing for the town last year. And I appreciate them wanting to come back again this year. So again, thanks to the council here for continuing to support the redevelopment, something that was a big thing of mine when I first came on here with this council, and to see how things can grow. And we've done an excellent job of doing that. So like I said, again, I want to thank the folks from the JTL for supporting our fireworks. And just looking forward to our next meeting of some conversations, great ideas and things that we'll be bringing forward to each and every one of you all as well. So other than that, that's all I have to say. Michelle, you have anything to add?
No.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay. All right. With that, you have some, John?
I was going to ask the young lady up here at Scott about that pavement patching. They're doing a really good job. We got several spots out in our way outside our driveway, and every time they're doing real good staying on top of that.
Well, I had to put in several requests, and as usual, JTL is very responsive to our needs. So they were out there the next morning and made a comment. Actually, called me that night, so or texted me that night. So I'm very appreciative of being responsive and not waiting for the next business day to attend the business for the residents. So.
So we enjoy a very good service. Thank you. Okay. All right. With that, I ask for adjournment.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott. Got a second. Second by Terry. All in favor, say aye. 6:48.